From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Two Washington, D.C. postal workers died today, probably from anthrax. That's according to Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge. Two other postal employees from the same mail center are sick with inhaled anthrax. We'll have more on that story and an interview with Surgeon General David Satcher in just a few minutes. First, a spokesman for the ruling Taliban regime in Afghanistan has accused the U.S. military of targeting the Afghan people. In the latest incident, he said, U.S. and British warplanes destroyed a hospital in western Afghanistan, killing dozens of doctors, nurses, and patients. Officials at the Pentagon were quick to dispute the claim. At the same time, they defended their policy of restricting the information released about military operations. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The stakes are high in this confrontation over Afghanistan. To locate and dismantle terrorist networks is a huge military challenge. And to make it even more difficult, U.S. officials have to worry that the operation does not inflame passions across the Muslim world. Taliban authorities today fought ferociously on the propaganda front, even while keeping a low profile on the military front. Pictures of badly injured women and children, alleged casualties of U.S. airstrikes, were shown repeatedly on television, with Taliban officials claiming the United States is deliberately targeting civilians. At the same time, they suggested the U.S. military is suffering losses at the hands of Taliban fighters. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today suggested the charges are fabricated, including the allegation that U.S. planes bombed an Afghan hospital.
The Taliban have said they have shot down at least two helicopters, which is false. They have not. They have indicated that they have captured some Americans, which is false. They have not. And we have absolutely no evidence at all that would suggest that that allegation is correct. I'm sure it's not.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Richard Myers, was quick to point out, however, that the United States does not know for sure what might have happened at the hospital or at other locations where civilians are alleged to have been hit.
The last thing we want to do is cause any civilian casualties, so we're still looking. We don't have the evidence yet. We'll spend some time to figure out what ground truth is, if we can do that.
The challenge for the United States is made the more difficult because there's virtually no way to investigate either the Taliban's allegations or the effect of U.S. military action in Afghanistan. At Secretary Rumsfeld's direction, Pentagon officials have provided very little information about military activity. Rumsfeld is clearly furious that some news organizations appeared to have advanced notice of a secret ground operation by U.S. Special Forces last Friday night in southern Afghanistan.
I think that the release by a person in the government who had access to classified information to the effect that the United States of America was planning and was about to engage in a special operation in Afghanistan clearly was a violation of federal criminal law, and second, it was something that was totally a disregard for the lives of the people involved in that operation.
Details about that operation remain murky. Pentagon officials say U.S. Special Forces secured an airstrip in southern Afghanistan. They're also said to have raided a command center in the area where Taliban leader Mullah Omar reportedly had his headquarters. The U.S. forces were reported to have met only light resistance, and the Pentagon today revealed that the airstrip was relatively unimproved. According to some reports, it was little more than a dry lake bed, which raises the question of what strategic value it had. As for Omar's headquarters, U.S. officials say they did not expect to find him or other Taliban leaders there. The more important objective, they say, was to gather intelligence from the compound. General Myers said today analysts are still investigating what items they found and retrieved there. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.